let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Acclaimed author Matt Shea is back with a new novel, his ninth, Judge Alvin Wong, a modern-day story with yesterday's lessons, an all-American story that focuses on a struggle that exists everywhere, the battle between upper class and the so-called lower class. Despite 9 books, Matt still describes himself as a developing author, greatly inspired by the writings of Andy Griffith. He spotlights the common folk the small towns are made out of. His writings reflect the sense of justice. Matt was a union worker for 32 years. Those years and what he observed greatly influenced his writing, along with the support of his family and extended family. Judge Alvin Wong, by one of our favorite guests, Matt Shea, back with us on This Week in America. Matt, I've been looking forward to this. Welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Oh, Rick, we are looking forward to this. And before we go any further, my friend, the 24th of July, the 24th of this month, is a very special day to all of us, and we congratulate you and Shannon. Now, is it 47 years, I do believe?
It is 47 years of happily married life. I mean, that seems incredible. It was 1970, which doesn't seem that many years ago, but when you count them, it's like it comes up to 47, and the day after that is a big day for you as well.
Well, it is. I turned 60, whatever that really means. But I'm going to be like you, Rick. Let's make a pact now. Let's just keep doing this young stuff forever. It's too much fun.
We need to do that. It's just, and believe me, 60 is nothing. I worried about that. Trust me, that's in my rearview mirror, and that was not a big thing at all. When you hit the next milestone, then you pause a little bit, and you keep writing such good books, and we'll talk about the book today, Judge Alvin Wong. And I know you've got the our West Coast fan club out there as well. Renee was back and did the book cover again. Ella is there. She does all the proofreading and keeps things in shape. This really is a sort of a Shea team effort, isn't it?
Well, we're definitely family. We're close-knit, just as you, Otto, and Sean are. We work together, and if one of them is missing, I capsize immediately. Now, the girls are here right now. They got to say hello to you and wish you a happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk with them. We'll see who we get to talk to first. Renee and Ella are there with Matt. Matt's new book is very simply called Judge Alvin Wong. It's got a great book cover. Is this Renee joining us for by any chance?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hello, Renee.
Happy anniversary.
And really a nice job once again on the book cover. Talk a little bit about what went into that, because it's so illustrative of actually what the book is. You've captured the essence of the book. Talk about what went into that.
Well, thank you. Well, when he told me what the story was about with a Chinese judge in the country, I'm like, how do I depict that? And so what I ended up doing was, he was a contemplative person, so I figured, well, okay, lots of times people stand out the window and think, and that's what I decided to do, made him look kind of Asian from the back. Then, of course, the countryside was, you know, out in the country, a dry country, so I depicted that with the dry mountains, and the Bible with the gavel figure, even without the title. Should tell you it's a judge.
Yes, it does capture that, and it's colorful. And if you walk past, you know, and you see that on the screen as you're looking at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Matt's website, MattShayBooks.com, you see that, and it jumps out at you. It's a very inviting cover. And I know because we just became friends on Facebook. How can people follow you on Facebook? Because you not only do this, you do a lot of great work.
Well, I am on the Facebook with Artistic Expression by Renee Klaus, and the expressions is starts with an X, so it's slightly different.
Yes.
That's where I have a lot of my other work. But getting back to the title or the book cover, I wanted somebody to look at it and have it draw you in. And I wonder, what is this judge thinking? And so, according to the book, he's trying to think of ways where his case that's coming up, they can settle out of court. And so That's, and the butterfly is significant in the story as well. So anyway, that's how I came with what I want, did there, and I wanted to make it simple and uncomplicated.
Well, you did, and everything is telling a story in the picture. You did an excellent job with that. Renee, it's always a pleasure talking with you. We'll give people that information again, and they can follow you on Facebook. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Excellent job once again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I think, Ella is joining us now.
Yeah, she's just going to say hello quickly. She's taking pictures and just in and out.
Ella is Ella, you're the official photographer there at the Shea household.
Yes, I am. It's good to talk to you again, and congratulations, 47 years.
That's a long time. My wife deserves the congratulations for the patience for 47 years. This is an excellent book. You get the chance to read the books first as you go through and do the proofreading and that.
Yes, I do. Yes.
How much fun is that, especially in a book like Judge Alvin Wong? There's so many great lessons that Matt has.
It's wonderful. I love it. I love it. It's interesting, exciting, and I enjoy it tremendously.
Well, Matt's a very talented guy, and he's got some talented people around him. Ella, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to having you back again, because I'm sure he's going to keep you busy proofreading some more books, so we will talk again. Nice to talk with you.
Oh, you're the best.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. Thank you. Matt, you're lucky. You've got a lot of good people around you.
Oh, yes. And I back at you. You certainly hang out with a fun crowd.
Well, I try to. I find people smarter than me, and that could fill a room very easily because it's not that difficult to find people that fall into that category. With Otto and Sean here, we try to do some good things. And your daughter, Laura, is probably at work now, but she's a very important part of Team Shea as well, isn't she?
Oh, clearly. She says hello. She could not make it. She tried her best. Her tail's between her legs right now. And I said, it's okay. She's made other interviews, and you'll always know her. But thank you for asking.
Yes, and please tell her that we send our best. And we're talking about the book Judge Alvin Wong. This is the newest from Matt Shea. The website is Matt Shea, S-H-E-A, MattSheaBooks.com. Like, how am I going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us? The book is, as I mentioned, it's got some modern-day story lessons along with some Western flair as well. Talk about the setting, because this really is the Old West, and as you describe it, it still has the hitching post and some signs of the Old West there, along with some traffic lights, things like that, modern technology.
Oh, yes. It's a different kind of bonanza Ponderosa type of setup there. It's as early American as you could get, because initially the town was founded by covered wagons. We have Blaine Wolfe as a main character, and he's very proud to be the first family that laid claim to land there. But what he forgot is that this was all based on God's will. He overlooked that, and when he saw the beauty of his land, he forgot that it was all God created, and that everybody's land was a piece of heaven, not just his. And so whereas before they would do Bible study every night, he lifted his guard and he fortified his home, misinterpreting why people loved coming over, forgetting that their property was just as beautiful. And that's when we got a big mess. And unfortunately, we human beings do that. We forget that we receive from God because it's to be shared to God. We forget that what we got was nothing more to be shared. So it's a Wild West town. We have tumbleweeds on the outside. We have the grooves left from wagon trains over 150 years ago. If you got a good storm, you're out of electricity for a few weeks. That kind of town.
Yeah, you can sort of feel it as you do such a good job in describing the town, Hangman. And it's like, okay, I feel like I'm there. I can sense exactly what's going on there. The character Blaine is so interesting. He is pompous. He pushes people around. And you describe him at one point, overbearing baritone voice served as an additional tool used by the 41-year-old man to force his way through life. And I'm thinking, do you know people like this? Have you seen people? They're just loud, obnoxious, and that's sort of the way they get through things.
I've seen people doing that. But it seems to be a facade. It seems to be a learning curve in life, because deep inside, like all of us, they do know better. there's something about you could only make a first impression once, and that's not a good one. It's something a guy is supposed to grow out of. And in time, he does. He's actually very fragile and compassionate on the inside like the rest of us, and there is something eluding him. He has to have that proper connection with the Lord as the rest of the town does, and they have faith in him. They're coming around for him. He starts to find God's calling, finds himself, and then he finds his true place in town.
Yeah, it's interesting.
He's got quite a road in the meantime.
Well, yeah, as we see this transition, this evolution, given basically a second chance, and with the support of people there, he's able to take advantage of that. The book is called Judge Alvin Wong, and let's talk about the judge, first non-white citizen actually in the community. Talk about him. He's got a unique sense of justice. He'd rather work problems out at a barbecue rather than a courtroom.
Oh, most definitely, because technically we're all different from one another, hence you will be the victim of prejudice no matter how God-fearing you are. Well, this Chinese-American judge, he's been in the country as long as the rest of them have. He's just of a different ethnic background. And so he rolls with the punch, but he maintains his values, and he's profound. And one of which is when somebody tells a horrible joke, a very bad political bad joke, he says, hey, I'm different too. And if you're going to make fun of something that's different than you, you're getting the whole world. You're getting all of us. And it's that delayed reaction that preserves dignity. He gives the person time to come around and then be that good stuff that they're really made up of. And then on the other side, this lookout for number one American stuff, he's put out that these wonderful neighbors that he watches at softball games, that he sits down and have a pizza with, why are you now suing your friend that you spend Christmas with? He gets them to drop their cases, and they'll set it over a barbecue. They'll settle it there, and then you end up with handshakes, hugs, and we're fishing buddies once again.
The name of the book is Judge Alvin Wong, new from Matt Shea. His website is mattsheabooks.com, S-H-E-A. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In it, talk about some interesting characters. I'll get to my favorite for an obvious reason here in a second, but Gavin Woodley is interested. Here's a family man loved by all, has a run-in with Blaine, who really sets out to maybe cast a bad light on him publicly, and he really doesn't have to. Talk about Gavin.
Well, he reminds me of an Abraham Lincoln quote. Abraham Lincoln, he had many great quotes, and one of which was something the effect of, you could tell a lot about someone if you give them a lot of power. Blaine Wolfe misinterpreted the power he had over his ranch hand, who worked throughout the valley, not just at his place, and who was a role model as a man and a family man and a father, that person that you always want to swing by and visit with. And so he tried to shame Gavin over a mild incident where there was no fault. It was just something where a truck broke down. He used that as a trump card to shame such a wholesome person, loved by everyone. And all Gavin did was give him more space, apologetic, and give Blaine the time to let the dust settle and to let him realize what he was actually doing. Gavin never abandoned him. He just let things cool off and let Blaine come around after he addressed God.
Yeah, you see that all evolve in the book Judge Alvin Wong by our guest on This Week in America, Matt Shea. A number of interesting characters there. You've got a guy that it's really maybe the most credible character that you've written about, maybe ever. Here's the guy that's got the general store, and you say he's always got a fresh Java available for the people. Talk about this character, because he just sort of jumps off the pages.
Oh, you better believe it. It's like the local barber shop. Almost everybody there is not to get a haircut. That barber is your friend for life. It's like the hairdressers. You could tell them your deepest, darkest secrets. It doesn't go any further. You are very much like an all-purpose motor oil. There is no friction around you, regardless of the mayhem. A person can be themselves, drop their guard, no game face, and there's no shame. And a little bit about that person who owns the coffee shop. He's very good at laughing at himself. He gets you comfortable where there's no shame. Whatever you've done, he'll top you. You can lean against him, but you look back and the whole town is leaning against him. He draws people because he's greatly harmless and he's greatly compassionate.
And the name of the character is?
It is Mr. Rick Bradley.
That was so flattering and strange to read the book and see my name in there as a character. And I thank you so much for doing that. That was a real kick to be able to do that and to read about the character. And if you do a movie, I got a couple people just sort of randomly picked out that might be good for that character. We can talk about that as the offers come in. It's interesting. The book is really about an age-old battle, isn't it? I alluded to that in the beginning, the separation of classes and how people can really work through that. It really doesn't have to exist, does it?
No, it doesn't, because in grade school, we try the one-upsmanship. My daddy's bigger than your daddy.
Yep.
And then when you get a little older, my car is more expensive than yours, or my girlfriend is prettier, whatever that means. And then finally, we get off our high horse and, hey, we're all a different kind of good. It makes everything magic. It's full of grace. You finally look at yourself, and you're ashamed, but you laugh.
You know, we've got a couple of minutes left in the program. Always goes by too quickly. The book is Judge Alvin Wong. Where did this idea come from? The concept, the theme that you wanted to put out there for all of us to consider, to contemplate, to think over, to discuss, and then developing the characters as you did. How long have you been working on this?
I have been working on this since I've met you. You and I have had contact roughly 7 years ago, and I still haven't come down from that phone call. I know it's you, Rick. Your voice is unmistakable. We still haven't come down from that. Well, I'm from Beacon Hill, Seattle, and a lot of my friends were non-white. And if anybody ever made a joke about an ethnic background, it doesn't matter what ethnic background, you're getting other people who are non-white. And if you make fun of the kid across the street, well, the whole neighborhood is not your family. I mean, they are in one way, but you're not actually blood relative. And so whenever you're pointing at somebody, you've got more fingers coming back at you. And it's just one of these things that starts the wrong kind of frenzy. But if you pray and show dignity and give them time to recover, you've actually made a great friend in the process. They spend the rest of their lives apologizing to you by showing that good, God-given person that they actually are. You help them make the change, and they'll always love you for it.
And you talk at the end of the book about the cure-all is prayer. You've got a great story, and then you sort of sum things up at the end. A couple of minutes left in the program, I can't help but think, and we've talked about this before, that you probably didn't know it as you were growing up, but your mom sort of helped establish the values for your books during that period growing up because of the inclusive household that you had at the time.
Oh, yes. We were always taught that prayers are answered, but the kicker is it's not the new toy you want or that new car or getting a windfall, hey, you won a lottery or whatever. What it is that you are positioned to be where you were meant to be, to serve God, why you were allowed to have the gift of life in the first place. That's the answer of prayer. And after a while, it feels pretty good. I used to think, as anybody, where I'm standing is great. Now the world has to change around me. It's not bad at all. When we age, it's okay. What's needed of me? I'm here for a reason. I have to serve. I have to be a soldier for God. You find your place, and you are proud to serve. Every day is a great one.
In so many of your books, the stories are designed for both young and old. It leaves you feeling good when you're finished reading the book. That certainly is the case with the newest from Matt Shea. It's Judge Alvin Wong. Matt's website is mattsheabooks.com. Shea is S-H-E-A. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Matt's website, book available at, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you go to the website as well, you can look up all of our past interviews that are available on YouTube, on Google Play, as well as iTunes. Matt, it is always a pleasure. You did an excellent job once again, as did the whole team out there, Renee and Ella as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you for being a prayer answered. When we did our very first book and we received contact from your staff, we just looked up to the heavens and kept saying thank you. And again, 47 years, we're proud of you, Guy.
And 60, shortly after we hit 47, so we both, that week will be a milestone week for both of us. Matt, as always, a pleasure. Say hello to everybody out there. We will stay in touch and do it again. Great to have you with us on the program.
Always be my friend, Rick. We love you to pieces. And tell Shannon and Sean we say hello. And Otto.
And I will do that. And Otto is listening, so he already has that message, and he sends it right back to you. With us on the program, Matt Shea, author of the book Judge Alvin Wong. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us, and we continue after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.